Hi there. The word for today is father. Proverbs 23, verse 15, Solomon writes, "My son, if your heart is wise, my heart will rejoice." Author and pastor Dr. James Merritt reports that fatherless children are 100 to 200% more likely to experience emotional and behavioral problems, twice as likely to use drugs and alcohol, more likely to become sexually active at an early age, and three times more likely to commit a violent crime. Over 50% of teens who attempt suicide live in single-parent homes. Most runaways leave fatherless homes, and boys without fathers are 300% more likely to end up incarcerated in jail. 70% of juveniles in long-term correctional facilities grew up without a father. Fatherless daughters, let's talk about them. They're 53% more likely to marry in their teens and, listen, 164% more likely to have children outside of marriage. Fatherless daughters who marry have a 92% higher divorce rate, and fatherless sons are 35% more likely to experience marital failure. 80% of teenagers admitted to psychiatric hospitals come from fatherless homes, and they are 50% more likely to grapple with learning disabilities. They fare worse in school and are three times more likely to drop out of school than kids who grew up in a home with a father. And it's possible to be physically present, dad, yet emotionally absent. In a recent poll, 50% of fathers said they feel guilty about spending too little time with their children. Let me spell that out. According to the Family Research Council, the average dad spends, are you ready for this, 8 minutes a day in direct conversation with his kids. And in families where the mom works outside the home, that drops down to 4 minutes. Look, if you find these statistics shocking, then the word for you today is this: wake up and do something about it.